TheTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's broadcast, we'd like to begin to see something related to the exercise of our heart and our spirit in God's economy. I think we all know that God created us as very particular vessels for His purpose. In Psalm 139, it says, I am awesomely and wonderfully made, or I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God made us as vessels for His purpose, as vessels for His economy. But it is very important to know what kind of vessels we are and what are the parts of this vessel. In Psalm 51, verse 6, it says, Behold, you delight in truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you would make known wisdom to me. The terminology in this verse is very interesting and it's very specific. It talks about inward parts and the hidden part. Brothers and sisters, do you know all your inward parts? Are you familiar with your hidden part? All these parts, as the Bible says, all these parts are critical in our touching God, receiving God, knowing God, and experiencing God. It is crucial for us to know our inward and our hidden parts. I think that most of us are familiar with Hebrews 4:12. It says that the Word of God is living and operative. But do you know that this verse talks about our inward and hidden parts? The whole verse says, For the Word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit. The dividing of soul and spirit. These are two key parts. And of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Saints, this verse mentions our soul, our spirit, and our heart. Do we understand the difference between all these inward parts? Our experience of Christ depends on our knowing such distinction. What is our spirit? What is our soul? And what is our heart? And not only to know what they are, but to know how they function and to know how we can exercise them, how we can use them so that we might contact God, have fellowship with God, receive God, enjoy God. Oh, saints, I hope that we would all have a realization and an appreciation. I am awesomely and wonderfully made. God made us with a spirit, a human spirit. He made us with a soul, and He made us with a heart. And by the exercise of these inward and hidden parts, we can actually know God. We can contact Him. This sets us apart from all the rest of creation. Another portion that mentions the inward parts is found in Jeremiah 31. In Jeremiah 31, 33, it says, I will put my laws in their inward parts, and on their heart I will inscribe them. Again, the Lord talks about our inward parts. And this verse is repeated or echoed in Hebrews. In Hebrews 8:10, it says, Again, I will put my laws into their mind, and on their heart I will inscribe them. So this shows us that our mind is one of the inward parts. Hebrews brings in another specific element, that one of the inward parts is our mind. And then we have Mark 12:30. It says, we shall love the Lord our God from our whole heart and from our whole soul and from our whole mind and from our whole strength. Oh, brothers and sisters, did you realize that even just to love the Lord requires the exercise of many inward parts? So we'd like to begin to look at the details of these inward parts. I think that most of us are familiar with 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that indicates that we are a tripartite being with a spirit and a soul and a body. Of course, the body is our outward part. But when you put this verse together with Psalm 51, you can see that our inward parts refers to the parts of our soul, and our hidden part refers to our spirit, our human spirit. So surely the first thing that we have to pay attention to is our spirit. We have to realize that our spirit is the residence of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord comes into us as the Spirit, He comes into our spirit. That's why it can say in 2 Timothy 4:22, the Lord be with your spirit. So our human spirit is the residence of the divine spirit, and it is also the key to contacting the indwelling spirit. We have to learn how to use our spirit. I think that most of us are familiar with the phrase, exercise the spirit. But I'm concerned, do we really know what that means, what that entails? How do we exercise the spirit? Well, one point that is important in this matter for us to realize is from Hebrews chapter 4. In Hebrews 4, it says that we have to divide our soul from our spirit, and that the Word of God, the living and operative Word of God, is essential in this matter of dividing the soul from the spirit. Brothers and sisters, we need to exercise our spirit, but we need to deny our soul. This is very practical in our daily life. Throughout all the waking hours of our day, we have the opportunity to use our spirit, to go along with our spirit, to follow our spirit, to apply our spirit, and to deny our soul. Even at home, in such practical things as cleaning up our room, making our bed, doing our homework on time, in all these things, very often we just don't feel like doing it. All the inward parts of our soul are not cooperating. Well, at those times, we need to stand with our spirit. Our spirit, the Lord in our spirit, as He's mingled with our spirit, the Lord in our spirit is very active, and He will move in us to clean up after ourselves, to make our bed, to do our work on time. What we need to do at those times is stand with our spirit and deny our soul. You will find that if you can follow through in such practical details of your daily life, you will be more living in your spirit. You will have more flow of the spirit in your spirit. Even in the way we speak with our parents, with our tone, with our attitude, very often we just fall into our soul life and so spontaneously answer or react to our parents, to our siblings, to those whom we know very well. And we don't actually apply our spirit and exercise our spirit. Brothers and sisters, throughout our whole day, we have many opportunities to apply this matter of our inward and hidden parts. These parts are the practical way to contact the Lord. And the Lord gives us feeling in our hidden part in our spirit. If we would just go along with the Lord in the small details of our daily life, you will realize more flow of the Spirit in your spirit. But how can you have the strength to follow that feeling? Often we realize that our attitude is bad. We realize that we should not procrastinate with our work. But how can we have the strength to follow the feeling in our spirit? Well, as we mentioned before, the Word of God is living and operative. We need the supply of the Word of God. If we would spend a little time in the Word each day, maybe in the morning, and also before we get into our studies, maybe in the afternoon or after dinner, spend just a few minutes to come back to the Word. The Word can strengthen us, and the Word will have this function to divide our soul from our spirit. The Word will show us when we are living in our soul, and then we can deny our soul and stand with our spirit, whether it's in doing our work, in our speaking with our parents, in cleaning up our room. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is very practical. The Lord made us with the inward and hidden parts so that we could contact Him, we could know Him, we could experience Him. Well, there are many more details to this matter of the inward and hidden parts and the exercise of our heart and our spirit. So we'll continue this in the sessions to come. I think that's all for now. As always, we surely appreciate your feedback. Please let us know how you are enjoying either these podcasts or any of the other material. Oh, Lord Jesus, strengthen us. Lord, we want to know you through our inward and hidden parts. Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.